Surah Yunus, verses 93-103.
And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made pathways in the ocean for the 12 tribes. And they gained salvation from the tyranny of Fir'aun. In the next ayah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes the completion of His favors upon them. And He complained about their disobedience. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد بوأنا بني إسرائيل مبوأ صدق. After drowning Fir'aun and his people, we settled the Bani Israel, the children of Israel, and established them very well. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala established them very well. مبوأ صدق means they inherited the land of Egypt. And thereafter, the first generation of them were victorious over the Amalekites. And so they settled in Sham and Baitul Muqaddas. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala established them in the land. They inherited Egypt and later on Sham. وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ And we provided them with pure and wholesome things from the fertile lands of Egypt and the abundant produce of the blessed land of Sham. So how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala changed conditions for them. These tremendous blessings ought to have made them more submissive and more devoted to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but it led them to differ in the fundamental aspects of their deen. Instead of being more grateful to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, they went on to argue and be diverse about the fundamental aspects of their deen. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, فَمَخْتَلَفُوا حَتَّى جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمِ And strangely, their divergent views were not due to ignorance of the truth. Instead, it occurred only after knowledge of the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala came to them. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَقْضِي بَيْنَهُمْ So they are warned about its consequences. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَقْضِي بَيْنَهُمْ Your Lord will judge between those who differed among them. يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِي مَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ On the day of resurrection, concerning what they differed about. So to differ in the fundamentals of deen is not allowed. To have difference of opinion in other matters, that is acceptable. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, next ayat, to understand the context, sometimes it is complex, so let us look at it very carefully. Just as the Jews differed about the fundamentals of their deen, the polytheists in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also disputed about the fundamental teachings of Islam. So the truthfulness of Islam and the legitimacy of the Quran is being re-established in the next two ayat, using a different form of argument. Naturally, whilst the message is addressed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is actually directed to everyone else besides him. So look at this ayah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, And now to establish the legitimacy of Islam and the Quran, the following proposal would be more adequate. The following proposal would be more than adequate for any and every normal person, excluding the Nabi himself, since he receives wahi and requires no verification from anyone else. But supposing he were to adopt this approach to verify the legitimacy of the religion revealed to him, it would also be adequate. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, فَإِن كُنْتَ فِي شَكٍ مِمَّا أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ So if you are in doubt concerning this book which we have sent down to you, فَاسْأَلِ الَّذِينَ يَقْرَؤُونَ الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ One way whereby you can dispel your doubt, then dispel this doubt and question those who have read the books before you, the Torah and the Injil, as they foretell of the revelation of the Quran. So this is one way whereby you can dispel doubt. And many of those, or few of those in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam scholars who read the books before embraced Islam and the Quran. So having established its legitimacy, know that لَقَدْ جَاءَكَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ The truth has indeed come to you from your Lord. فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ So never be one of the doubters. So the address is to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The message is for us. This is one way to verify. وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ And beyond doubting the truth, never be of those who reject Allah's ayat. وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. For then, Allah forbid, you would be one of those who will be ruined. Going to connect the next few ayat. Rejection of the Quran and refusal to accept Islam by these polytheists brought immense sorrow and grief to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is now being informed that some people are never going to accept the truth, and the decree of Allah about this being the state of affairs is final and immutable. Everyone is never going to believe. People have been given choice, but people are all not going to accept. And people cannot be coerced into embracing Islam. And if, like the people of Yunus alayhi salam, iman is decreed and written, it's known, it will occur in due course. Therefore, he should release himself from the torment of grieving over those who do not choose to accept the truth, despite the truth being so clearly established. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ayah 96, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِمْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Those against whom your Lord's eternal word has been confirmed, it is also recorded in Taqdeer that they will not believe. فَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. They will never believe. Some are never going to believe. وَلَوْ جَاءَتْهُمْ كُلُّ آيَةٍ. Not even if every sign of the truth were to come to them. حَتَّى يَرَوُ الْعَذَابَ الْعَلِيمِ. Until they see the painful punishment. And then when they see it, embracing Islam, iman is of no use, like Fir'aun embraced when the time was up. فَلَوْلَا كَانَتْ قَرْيَةٌ آمَنَتْ فَنَفَعَهَا إِيمَانُهَا إِلَّا قَوْمَ يُونُسِ. So from the nations that were destroyed previously, there were no other people who embraced Islam which would have benefited them, except the people of Yunus, for whom iman was recorded in the eternal decree of Allah. When they witnessed the initial signs of the punishment, they repented and embraced iman. Many anbiya warned their people about the adab, they made a mockery of it, but the people of Yunus alayhi salam were different. When they saw the signs of adab, they repented and they embraced iman. لَمَّا آمَنُوا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزْيِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. When they believed, we lifted the torment of shame from them during their worldly life. وَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ حِينَ. And we allowed them to benefit and enjoy our provision for a while. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ. Ayah 99. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ. Had your Lord wished, لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا. All people on earth would have believed in him. If Allah Ta'ala wanted to, he could have compelled them to believe. But this is not the way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has set things out in this dunya. So, أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسِ. So would you compel people, حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ, forcing them till they become believers? You cannot do so. وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تُؤْمِنَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Whereas, no soul can believe except by the will of Allah. وَيَجْعَلُ الرِّجْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. He will place the impurity of kufr upon those who lack intelligence. لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They lack intelligence. And whose lack of intelligence is manifest by not adhering to the truth and settling for falsehood. So although they may appear to be intelligent, the fact that they are subscribing to batil and they are rejecting tawheed, that is a sign that their intelligence is of no use to them. قُلْ انظُرُوا مَاذَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Although they may never believe, the disbelievers are not exempt from embracing the truth. But if they are obstinately in conflict with the truth, they will endure the consequence of it. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, انظروا, tell them, look and reflect, ماذا في السماوات والأرض, at whatever exists in the heavens and on earth, the great signs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala all around. But such reflection will draw you to recognizing Allah as the only deity, for you are obligated to acknowledge and affirm His oneness. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تُغْنِي الْآيَاتُ وَالنُّذُرُ. But signs and warnings do not benefit those who obstinately opt not to believe. عَنْ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. فَهَلْ يَنْتَظِرُونَ. Their obstinacy gives one the impression that they can only be waiting for the lights of the days of divine punishment that came to those before them. فَهَلْ يَنْتَظِرُونَ إِلَّا مِثْلَ أَيَّامِ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. If that is the case, قُلْ فَانْتَظِرُوا. Tell them, wait for its occurrence. إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُنْتَظِرِينَ. I am of those waiting with you. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي رُسُلَنَا. Then when this punishment occurs, we save our messengers and those who believe from punishment. And as we save them, كَذَلِكَ, so shall we save all believers. نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ We have made it incumbent upon ourselves to save the believers. That's a brief meaning of this ruku. Let us do the tilawah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد بوأنا بني إسرائيل مبوأ صدق ورزقناهم من الطيبات فما اختلفوا حتى جاءهم العلم إن ربك يقضي بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون فإن كنت في شك مما أنزلنا إليك فاسأل الذين يقرؤون الكتاب من قبلك لقد جاءك الحق من ربك فلا تكونن من الممترين ولا تكونن من الذين كذبوا بآيات الله فتكون من الخاسرين إن الذين حقت عليهم كلمة ربك لا يؤمنون ولو جاءتهم كل آية حتى يروا العذاب الأليم فلولا كانت قرية آمنت فنفعها إيمانها إلا قوم يونس لما آمنوا كشفنا عنهم عذاب الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ومتعناهم إلى حين ولو شاء ربك لآمن من في الأرض كلهم جميعا أفأنت تكره الناس حتى يكونوا مؤمنين وما كان لنفس أن تؤمن إلا بإذن الله ويجعل الرجس على الذين لا يعقلون قل انظروا ماذا في السماوات والأرض وما تغني الآيات والنذر عن قوم لا يؤمنون فهل ينتظرون إلا مثل أيام الذين خلوا من قبلهم قل فانتظروا إني معكم من المنتظرين ثم ننجي رسلنا والذين آمنوا كذلك حقا علينا ننجي المؤمنين آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك